This time would recognize Representative Wagner for opening remarks on Amendment 5285.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Amendment 5285 freezes the tuition at our Regent universities for the fiscal year 2012-2013. That means that would be for the school year beginning this August. Looking at a history of tuition and fees, from 1998 to 2011, tuition and fees increased by 179.6%. At that same time, state funding increased by 7.4%. I think it's at this time when we have families struggling, students are struggling to pay for tuition, I think this is the right move to help those families and to help those students be able to afford tuition. Those are my opening comments, Mr. Chair.
Representative Winkler.
Thank you. Representative Wagner, yield for just a minute.
Certainly.
Would you yield? Yes, you will.
I would ask you to repeat what you just said.
From 1998 to 2011, tuition and fees have increased by 179.6%. At the same time, from 1998 to 2011, state funding has gone up 7.4%. Now, mind you, there are some dips and things like that in there, but from the 1998 to the 2011 number, there is an increase of those numbers.
And has anything else increased that since 1990 to current day?
Gas prices?
Yeah, just about everything, hasn't it? Probably. Thank you.
My understanding is the cost of living. All right.
Thank you. At the very same time, I would like to identify that during that period of time, we actually were funding the Regent Universities at 67.8% of their general fund expenses. And today, we are at 39.7% of their general fund expenses. And so it's important that we pay attention to the data that's selected. Thanks.
Representative Winthy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would Representative Wagner yield?
Sure.
You yield? Yes, you will.
Thank you. We just heard from some of the region's folks talk about what the House amendment and the cut that is contained in the House amendment, what sort of impact it would have. I believe from fiscal year 12 to 13, the House amendment has a $31 million cut. On top of that, last year, fiscal year 11 to fiscal year 12, we had a $19 million cut to the regions. This amendment seeks to eliminate the ability to offset the state funding cuts with any sort of tuition increase. And I just ask Representative Wagner, do you have any ideas about how the regions could possibly make this work financially when you're cutting their budget over 2 years by $50 million and prohibiting a tuition increase?
Well, when you look at the total budget of the regions currently, from a state funding standpoint, last year was $522 million. That's a half a billion dollars. Their total funding, and I don't have the numbers for the 2011-2012, but their total funding was over $1.2 billion. So to say that a $50 million cut would decimate budgets, I think, is not an accurate statement. And I think you look at what UNI is doing, I think it's commendable. They're going in and looking at efficiencies, how do you improve delivery of services. So I think those are the types of things that they're doing. And looking at programs that make sense and programs that don't make sense.
And we just heard from Iowa State that they have a 10-page document filled with ways that they're finding efficiencies. At some point, do you think the continued cuts and limiting the ability to offset those cuts through tuition increases will impact the quality of higher education at our public institutions in Iowa?
Oh, certainly at some point it will. You could argue that we aren't.
And what are you arguing?
And I think the question has to be asked, why do we have these continual increases above what the cost of living is and some of those things? So I think, at some point we need to look at not only at the Regent Universities, but I think statewide. We've got, free health care for employees. We've got retirement systems that are not controllable and contributing to high costs of government. So We have yet to even reach any of those or to get into any of those discussions in respect to this budget or any other budget.
Thank you. Are you familiar with the Higher Ed Price Index?
Yep.
Do you know what they're, for fiscal year 13, what the Higher Ed Price Index is?
I don't recall at this point.
Okay, just for inflationary, typically that deals with inflationary increases. As Representative Winkler said, since the 1990s, we've not only had utility increases, but you're looking at food, all sorts
sure.
of things
yep.
are increasing. The Higher Ed Price Index is saying between 2.6 and 4.2%.
Yep.
Obviously, if we adopt this amendment, then that prohibits the regions from even being able to keep up with inflationary costs at a minimum of 2.6%, a maximum of 4.2%. With the cuts that you're making of $31 million this year, $19 million last year, that would likely result, if we didn't stop the regents, in a 13% tuition increase. I just don't understand how you think that public education will continue to thrive in this state if we tie the regents' hands in this way. We don't even let them make the inflationary increases that the Higher Ed Price Index says will happen. Mr. Chair, could I have Representative Dolichek?
Did you want me to answer that or not?
I'm not sure it was a question.
Well, no, he asked how I feel that they would be able to do that.
Did you want him to answer the question,
thanks.
Representative Wenthe?
Okay. That wasn't a question.
He does not care to have you answer at this time.
I've heard enough. He does care
about you. Representative Dolichek, Representative Wenthe wonders if you would yield to a question, please.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Well,
thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Dolichek. I know this isn't your amendment, but this is your budget. So I just kind of want to ask you, I won't go through the long question, but how do you think the regents will deal with not being able to raise tuition, but also having their budgets cut by $30 million? Do you really think that they're not so lean already that they can find those cuts? Do you believe that?
In respect to this amendment, I think it would be very difficult for them to continue to provide the mission that they have set forth without some small increase in tuition. This is in retrospect to what leadership has asked us to do in light of some of the recent transpirations that have occurred. And that's about all I'm at liberty to say.
Okay. Well, that was a refreshing answer. Because I think it's ludicrous. And, you know, I've worked with Representative Dolichek on the education budget for my first 4 years here. I haven't had the opportunity to the last 2 years. And I know that in his heart he knows that this is a ridiculous amendment, especially coupled with the cuts that we've made. However, I mean, it feels to me that we're sort of in fantasy land here anyway with this education budget, with this amendment. I'm going to ask my caucus to play along. We're not going to allow ourselves to be blamed and be the scapegoat for a reckless budget that you're putting forward. So I would ask my caucus to support this amendment.
Just a comment on tuition. I know the Board of Regents is meeting at the same time that we're meeting today, and they are receiving a presentation on the tuition set aside that we discussed at the fiscal committee that we had came up as an issue when we were at the University of Iowa. And I think as we have a discussion about tuition, which I think is a legitimate discussion to have, and I think there's a lot of percentages, both Representative Wagner and Representative Winkler, that should be looked at, both from the percentage of public funding to institutions, to tuition, to how does our tuition rate amongst other peer institutions. There's a lot of different ways to look at tuition. One of those ways that the board is at least discussing and has on their agenda today is the tuition set-aside. And I do think it's important to note that 24% of the tuition paid by a student at the University of Iowa goes to subsidize other students' scholarship, 18.6% at the University, Iowa State University, and 15.3% at UNI. That totals just over $143 million of tuition payments by students that are being used to offset scholarship of other students rather than pay for their own education. And that's an issue I know the board is discussing today at their meeting, and I applaud them and commend them for having that discussion. And I think it's a part of the overall discussion we need to have about what is the tuition rate and where are those dollars going. And I think it's important for all of us to understand that and to look into that, and I believe this amendment will help us further articulate that as we move forward in the discussions on the education budget. Representative Olson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate your comments. That was something that came up at the fiscal committee meeting, and I understand the regents are reviewing it. This amendment, I don't think, does much to change that problem. I mean, if we want to get to that issue, we should deal with that issue. I don't think the amendment that we have in front of us does that. There are two kinds of things that we do in the legislature. One is talk, and then the other is walk. And the amendment that we're considering here before us is a lot of talk. You know, we're talking about keeping tuition flat and keeping tuition low. The amendment to which this amendment is attached is the walk. It's the money. It's the prioritization of the state's resources. And the Senate file that we're talking about walks the walk. The House amendment that slashes $31 million from our region's institutions does not walk the walk. And so we're trying to come back in here, and I understand the inclination to come back in and try to cover up the $31 million hole that we're going to blast through the budget with an amendment here that talks about keeping tuition low. And so, as Representative Wente pointed out, you know, we're going to talk the talk. We're going to vote for the amendment, and we'll see what happens in the process going forward. But let's not mistake the talk for the walk. And the long-term implications of a $31 million cut, actual cut, from last year's appropriations to the region's institutions that will increase tuition for Iowans will go on for much longer than one fiscal year. This is going to lead to higher tuition for years to come, years to come. Iowans will not be able to access their public institutions of higher learning if this House budget that slashes $31 million from the region's institutions goes into effect. That is the bottom line that we're dealing with. And no amendment that freezes tuition for 1 year is going to fix that problem. Thank you.
Mr. Taylor? Yeah. Mr. Wagner, you're in order for closing comments on...
Oh, I apologize.
Representative Winkler?
You're in order.
Thank you. I think that as we do year to year, as we make decisions year to year, we need to be thinking about a longer-term impact on the decisions that we make. I look at FY09 as a year when we had come out of one recession and before we entered the Bush recession. And I look at the funding level in FY09 and our revenue in FY09. In FY09, we had right at $6 billion of general fund revenue. In FY13, we have $6.4 billion for the estimated limitation. Our regent universities, using only the governor's figure of his budget, our regent universities are $132 million below FY09 levels for general fund. The regents have been in a continual cut, and using their money efficiently. We've moved from a situation where we at one point took the responsibility to fund our regent universities at 77.5%. We are now funding our regent universities at 39.7% of their general fund expenses. At the very same time, as we think about this, we are cutting their state revenue, not increasing, but cutting their state revenue. I think that we have to be open and honest about what it is we expect our public higher education institutions to do and be open and honest with the public about how we fund it. Cutting $31 million from FY12 levels for our Regent universities and then running an amendment saying that they can't make up the difference in any kind of tuition increase makes no sense. I hope that at some point we get serious about what we're doing, but this certainly isn't one of the times.
Representative Wagner, you're in order for closing comments on Amendment 5285.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. There's a couple of things I want to go back to. The 2008-2009 level was $577 million. In this amendment, we're looking at $490 million, roughly $90 million, not $132 million. The other thing, if you look at, again, going back to 1998 to 2011, total overall revenue that the universities saw increased by 62.3%. Divide that by the 12 years that is, that's an increase of an average of 5.2% per year. Representative Wente, you said this year's index was 2.6, is that correct? No, shaking his head is correct, is a no. So that 5.2% is twice, I understand, is a range to 4.9. But even at that average is higher than that index. So we've continually, our students and our families have continued to see the burden of tuition increase higher than the cost of their families. This is an effort to make education affordable for our families who are struggling.
Representative Wagner moves Amendment 5285. We will take a record roll call. Those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll. Amendment 5285, having received the sufficient number, will be adopted.